We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the book of Acts in chapter 21. Specifically, on this particular theme, not everyone is for missions. When you read Acts chapters 20 through 23, you see Paul's burden for communicating the gospel of the grace of God and the kingdom of God, that's mentioned several times, to those that would hear. And he met in chapter 20 with the Ephesian elders on the island of Miletus and warned them about the persecutions that were coming and how they were going to be pressed and encouraged to give up their faith in Jesus Christ, but that they were to stand strong and to do what was right and to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he was warned several times in the coming verses by different individuals, don't go to Jerusalem. There's great persecution there. There are those that will seek your life and will desire to take it because they don't like your message. Now, was it Paul's personal message that they didn't like? No, it was the message of God. And so when he gets to Jerusalem, there are brothers that meet him there. And then we read in verse 27 of chapter 21, and when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people, and laid hands on him, crying out. Now listen to this. Men of Israel, help. This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people. Isn't that interesting? What are they saying to that? Now they go on and clarify, I think, what they're saying here. But specifically, he's going against what the people want. He's speaking out against what the people believe. Not everybody's for missions. Not everybody's for personal evangelism. And we are seeing that arising today in a very strong way, that all religions are the same. Therefore, to communicate that one religion is wrong, you're communicating hatred. You call it the truth. We call it hatred. You are speaking, as they said, crying out, men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people. And that's the challenge of the hour. Are we going to give in? Paul was arrested. He was brought before the elders. He claimed, not only am I an Israelite, but I'm also a Roman. But guess what? The Bible tells us here in chapter 23, and the night following, this is before when he came before the Sanhedrin, the night following the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Get that. Testify of whom? Jesus Christ. The message. The message that's against the people. He testified of that in Jerusalem and he said, fear not, you're going to go to Rome. Folks, we're going to be tested. We are being tested today. Are we going to continue to witness for Christ and get the message of Jesus Christ out, going against the culture, going against what the people believe, or are we going to cave and give in? There were many disciples that caved and they just went away. But Paul stood firm. And he proclaimed the message of Jesus Christ, not only in Jerusalem where persecution arose, but also in Rome before kings. The message of whom? Jesus Christ. We're going to be misrepresented. We're going to be lied about. Not everybody is for missions. I think that's why today we're seeing such a decline in sponsorship of missionaries. We're seeing a decline of people giving toward missions because we don't believe in it anymore. We have no problems. I had the opportunity yesterday outside my house in the street to talk to two Mormon young men. One had been here in Milton for 16 months. The other one had arrived 3 days ago from Shelley, Idaho. Who knows where they meet, Brother John and Sue Lovegrove. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord allowed me to drive up and be able to be a witness to those boys. I challenged them. I said, forget the Book of Mormon, let's go to the Bible. And I had an opportunity. This young boy, 3 days into his 2-year tour from Shelley, Idaho, and he knew about the Shelley Bible Fellowship and where they met. And the Lord just gave me the words just to communicate. He said, can we talk to you? I said, I'd love to talk to you about my Savior. And we just went down the line with him. Listen, folks, we cannot be afraid. We're going to be misrepresented. We're going to be said, you're haters. But we're not. We're lovers of the truth. And we want other people to come to know the truth of the gospel, but not everybody is for missions. And you need to know that. May God help us to be not only Christians, but to be for missions. That is the communication of the message of the gospel to a lost and dying world.